Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless.
So when Paul gets himself to Rome, he made mention, now this is important, he made mention during the work at Ephesus. Acts chapter 18, when Paul walked into Ephesus and he begins to preach the gospel, there is such a moving of the Holy Spirit of God that the people begin to repent openly, publicly. They begin to burn their books of witchcraft and sorcery, up to the sum of 50,000 pieces of silver. They're getting rid of all the roots from their past life. They've been changed. Ephesus is a place where God is moving. At the sight of this extreme, powerful move of God, the man of God says this statement, "I must also see Rome." And in his mind, he said, if God done a work like this in Ephesus, I've seen him do it in Thyatira. I've seen him do it in Thessalonica, in Corinth. Man, he said, "I gotta see Rome. I must see God do the same thing there." I mean, imperial city. I mean, it was the most famous city in the land of the day. Colosseum was there. All of the famous architects and all the fancy buildings and the power that was in Rome. And Paul said, "Man, I want to see it shaking the core of the gospel." When he gets off the boat, he's welcomed by other guards. He's in chains. They lead him away to a prison cell. And he begins to experience his Roman visit. He's not welcomed by brethren. He's not welcomed by a powerful moving of God. He's just in a solitary place behind bars. Not like what he had thought it would be.
True.
But yet we find letters like 2 Timothy, and it is 100% full of encouragement and instruction. And so I just believe that because tribulation worketh patience, and patience worketh experience, and experience worketh hope, Paul was on this last little storm and said, "Man, I never saw that one coming, God."
Amen.
The storm got us to a place where you saved pretty much the whole island of barbarous folks. Now he's in Rome. Not how he intended, not how he expected. But now he's in a prison cell. I just believe that somehow Paul says within himself, "I believe God is about to do the biggest work he's ever done. I believe God is about to do something so big inside this prison cell." By himself, no one to preach to. The wall. And a guard.
That's right.
I'm telling you, God's working on that old guard boy. He had connections with Caesar's palace, household, servants, and folk like that. Man, God done a work. God got his man in the place. Don't matter the place. Doesn't matter how it appears. Doesn't matter what folks may think. It doesn't matter how it may be perceived by the outside world. Doesn't matter how it might be twisted or manipulated to something else. What mattered was that the man of God, Paul, said, "I believe God." Yeah. God said he'd get me here. God said he would show me this. God. I believe God. And I believe tonight that it'll help us greatly. No matter what storm we're facing, no matter what storm that we're in or getting ready to walk into, that just know this, that God, by his grace, set forth his Son, Jesus, to be a propitiation for our sins and an atonement for our sins. Out of the cruel mockery and imagery of the cross, God sweeps in nations
tongues, people of all color and all race into the body of Christ.
Yes.
What a beautiful picture of God getting glory to Himself. Paul, through a storm, is able to save everybody on board the boat, including the guards and the prisoners. And from that, is able to touch and reach an entire barbarous island. It's an amazing thing. So now Paul's in Rome in a prison cell. He's just like, oh man, yes, I can't wait to see what God's going to do with this. That is rejoicing in hope of the glory of God. Talked to somebody just the other day that told me, they said, well, that's all. I'll just tell you, it's a member of our family, my Aunt Sally. He's talking to her just there at lunch together. And we're saying goodbye, and she said, did your mama tell you? And I said, yeah. She was referring to her cancer's back. And I was just trying to encourage her, she said, I know God's got this. She said, but it's still scary. Yeah. And I want to tell you, you know, there are some things that are tough to walk through. I'm not saying it's easy to walk through it. But what's a blessing is this, is knowing that God Almighty, the same God that said, let there be light, and there was light, lives on the inside.
That's right.
And there's things that takes place in our life. There's things that are orchestrated by God, the different avenues and channels. And there's one end result, is that He wants His body. He wants His children, His sons and daughters, to say, God, receive all the glory through me. It's a channel of the grace that we stand in. God, heaven right now. The grace we stand in, by faith, have access to every bit of it. From that perspective of grace, we can say, man, I'm going to be okay.
Right.
It's going to be okay. Don't matter what all's going on. God's got this thing.
Amen.
He's fixing to do something so big. Man. Sometimes the things the Lord puts on your heart to do, the instructions God gives you, doesn't make sense at the time. And then you just follow God. You just go with God. And then all of a sudden in the middle of it, something pops up. It just ain't supposed to happen that way. Mm-hmm. And I was down in Brazil in the last year, making this trek to go meet these people. Some other pastors got to put on a heart, been praying over for years. Started that way, Brother Junior. Middle nowhere. These other Indians just pop out. And they knew me. Hey, I'll come make breakfast with us. Long story short, they ended up chatting back in town, got things stirred up. Man, it was a big mess. Like international news. Folks saying, attacking me, threatening me, all this stuff. Crazy things. Storm for me personally. I ain't never anything like it. But different things from legal matters from the country. I mean, getting emails from the federal government. You know, tell me this, tell me that. I was like, man, I'm in Iraq. I mean, nowhere near COVID. I mean, all these things. I was accused of genocide. No, I wasn't even white. I didn't have my big toe in Brazil. Crazy. But in the middle of all that, middle of all that storm, I didn't understand it. Trying to piece it together, they figured it out. Somehow God caught the attention of the higher ups. Mm-hmm. Brazilian President Bolsonaro just signed an agreement. Like, just like for 3 weeks ago. You see. Signed and passed a law, passed a bill that said all missionaries will have access to every Indian reservation in our entire country.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm like, that's cool, you know. Yeah.
That's my God, amen.
And so now there's that understanding that God does things like that. The next time something crazy pops up, just like Paul, just like the other disciples, they're going to say, man, God's fixing to do something here. Yeah. I just wait it out. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get to the place as we mature in grace, as we continue this walk, a place to where when something crazy happens, we're going to go, I know something fixing to happen right here. And we get, and we rejoice. And the world looks at us like, you are crazy. You're rejoicing because of that? And they're like, oh man, you just hang on. You're fixing to find out. And that's Him. That's God. Only God does that stuff. Father, in Jesus' name, thank You, Lord, for this wonderful truth. Thank You, Lord, that You can lead Your disciples to a desert place. And Lord, they had no resources. God had nothing, Lord, to give to You. And then You stepped in, Lord. Took a little boy's lunch and fed 5,000. Lord, You stepped in Paul's life and changed, Lord, the course of the events of those barbarous people by bringing the gospel message to them. Changed, Lord, the events of Rome by putting him in that prison cell where that guard would be there and affect the household of Caesar. Lord, Your ways are higher than our ways. We acknowledge that tonight. We thank You, Lord, for having the all-seeing, all-knowing eye. You're always everywhere all at the same time. Lord, and I pray and ask for a clear understanding, God. Help our eyes of our spiritual understanding be enlightened and open, God. See this marvelous truth. Thank You for setting forth Your Son to declare Your righteousness, God, as our way of escape, our Savior, and our propitiation. Lord, I pray for those that's walking through a storm, Lord, this night, would You be with them? I pray for those, God, that's going through a difficult time, would You please, Lord, show them, Lord, how You, Lord, are working something out bigger than our expectation, Lord. Give us courage, Lord, to hope in these times. Help us to rejoice, God, in that You're doing something. Help us to rejoice with a great expectation, God, that what the outcome will be so far greater and higher than the present suffering. And Lord, we love You tonight. We're grateful, God, for You being our Father. Speak to us, Lord. Help us to continue to walk in Your way and in Your light. In Jesus' name, amen.
I just want to thank You, Lord, for every time that You've heard me pray. I just want to thank You.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. I hope and pray it's been a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 2237, Blairsville, Georgia, 30512. Thank you. May God bless you.
So good to me, that is the least that I could afford. He's made the good times.